B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up. The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Before I tell you what I'm about to tell you, you need to understand, I'm a very much a, hey, you know what? Live life the way you want to live life type of guy. If it's not directly affecting me, have at it. Pebbles gets mad at me because that's how I am with Melissa as far as going to the casino and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, you know what?
You want to destroy your life? Go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Kind of I mean, attitude. you know the consequences. You want to go do that? You grown ass adult. Go ahead. Do your thing. So normally, that's my attitude with things. But like I said, when it doesn't affect me, this has the potential of affecting me in a very, very big way and in a very, very bad way. So please, if you're one of these people, I implore, I will get on my knees and beg you. I'll do it to your face if you want me to not do this. I don't know why they did this study, but they realized that almost 50%, over 40% of people have stopped using deodorant. Now,
Lord help us.
Do we need to start a GoFundMe? Is deodorant getting too expensive? Like to the point
deodorant
where
it is very expensive.
It is high, but,
I understand, but I mean, is there something else going on in your life? Maybe, you know, less coffee so you can buy deodorant? Or if not, can we do a charity event for people so we can give away deodorant?
I don't think it's the money. I think it's a choice.
A choice?
I think that some people are choosing not to wear deodorant.
So people are choosing to smell bad on hot days. That's literally what you're doing.
Listen.
Because, no, here's the thing. Sometimes you don't realize when you smell bad. By the time you smell yourself and you go, wow, I smell bad, everybody else knows you smell bad.
Yeah.
It's too late.
It's like when you put on perfume and then, like, halfway through the day, you can't smell it on yourself anymore because you've become immune to it. We can all smell it, but you can't. Same thing with funk. You become immune to your own funk, so you don't realize you have it.
If you have a ton of cats in your house, I guarantee your house smells like cat piss. You probably don't realize it, but it does. I used to live in Malden, right? And I called her the cat lady. Cat lady lived on the corner of the street. You'd walk by the house, there would just be cats. Just cat, like cats on her steps, cats chilling in the yard, cats in her house, everywhere. One day, I remember I just walked out of my bathroom and I was like, yo, it smells like cat piss in my house. I didn't have any cats.
It drifted.
And I was, I was like, why does it smell so strong like cat piss? And then I looked towards my front door and I heard the doorbell. The cat lady was outside my door ringing the bell. The funk of cat piss wafted in my house. I opened the door and I was like, can I help you? Because I couldn't stand the smell. And she goes, I lost one of my cats. If you see it, whatever. Aww. And I was like, listen, if I see it, I'll send it your way. But I couldn't believe how bad she smelled that cat. She didn't realize it, though.
It's kind of like pig pen, like it kind of travels with you.
Yeah, you
like
don't
that.
Realize
but
it.
But it's not everybody that has a lot of cats. Just saying.
No, that's just an example.
Right, okay.
This is Melissa because she has two cats.
Right, she's taking it personal.
I'm just
like
throwing that out there.
Melissa, I'm sure if somebody walked in your house, they'd be like...
How many do you have? Anyway, yeah.
I take very good care. I have someone come clean my house. I deodorize well. I use carpet deodorizer.
She got mad defensive when I just threw an anecdote of my deodorant
I'm
story.
I'm just saying. I just love how you're talking about funk and the first thing you can think of is somebody that has multiple cats.
It was an old lady and it was a Malden and neither of those are you. And Nicole's on the phone and she has a story. Go ahead, madam.
I had a breakup with somebody because they smelled so bad. I just had a breakup with him. I couldn't. No. Everything he wore, every single piece of clothing he had in my apartment, he ended up moving in with me. I ended up having to figure out how to break up with him. I caused a fight.
Ew.
I had to kick him out.
Did you ever tell him?
I tried. I did everything. I bought deodorant. I bought perfume for him. Like, the room every time he would come in the house.
Yeah,
it's stuck to his clothes.
It's almost easier to confront somebody for cheating than it is to tell them that they smell bad. Especially like, you know, some people smell when they wear deodorant. So imagine that, like when somebody's trying and you're like, damn, you still smell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh my God, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't. And people like started to notice that he smelled. And I was like, my friends would say something to me and I'm like, dude, I don't even know what to do.
Yeah.
I just had to cause a fight. I even got my mom into it, like, to help me.
That is a perfectly good reason to break up with somebody.
My mom was like, yeah, he stole money from you, and that's how we got into a big, huge fight. That's I literally couldn't. Everything in my apartment smelled like...
Yeah. How come you? You know what's weird?
Travels. No, for sure.
Well, I was just gonna say, how come when somebody smells nice, the nice smell doesn't linger, but when someone smells bad, it sticks to everything. It's amazing.
Right. It's like when someone tries to cover up poop in the toilet. Yeah. Like if you're spraying stuff, it's like it'll smell like flowery crap.
Bad smell molecules are just heavier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. There's stuff for that. There's actual perfumes out there for poop smell.
But I know, but they don't work. That's what I'm saying. It smells like flowery poop.
Unfortunately, you don't have poopery for people's BO.
Right.
Oh, my God. This guy, and he kept calling me and left me like 42 voicemails after I blocked him and everything and refused to speak to him. He was like, oh, I can't believe that you broke up with me. Why don't you pick up the phone so I can scream at your bitch ass? I'm like, wait, what?
And then
wait,
you should have texted him back because I can smell you through the phone, bitch.
Yeah, I couldn't. No.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.